T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is KDKA, and I'm Larry Richard.
I'm John Shumway, and we are live at Lecom Park in Bradenton, Florida, the springtime home of your Pittsburgh Pirates, and our coverage brought to you on KDKA Radio by BradentonGulfIslands.com. Enjoy the winter home of the Pirates, Bradenton, Anna Maria Island, Longboat Key. Pirates return every year. You will, too. Plan now at BradentonGulfIslands.com.
And we appreciate the broadcasters. All five, I think, are the best in the business. And Joe Block is with us now, getting ready for his third season with the Bucks. Joe, thanks for coming over this morning.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
And we just talked quite a bit. Your wife's from Pittsburgh,
mm-hmm.
and you just had a baby last fall, another, so two girls.
Yes. Yeah. Even the dog's a girl.
You are totally outnumbered.
Yeah, so I come here to get all my guy time and stuff.
How crazy is it at home right now?
Last night was particularly rough for my wife and the daughters, so I'm extending my sympathies there. We have a 2-year-old, and we have a 5-month-old, and the 5-month-old is sleeping better, but last night wasn't great, and the 2-year-old is now waking up saying that she needs her blankets on her in the middle of the night and coming to get my wife and waking her up. So
it's all good. And you begin this journey, and we had just talked about there's no other sport where you have as many games and you've gone stretches of time. It's all in through the course of a season. So, but you've been down this road before.
Yeah, you know, I miss them because they're back in Pittsburgh. So, it's about a 6-week stretch here where we don't get to see each other. But, where else would you rather be? I mean, like you were saying right now, the Gulf Islands of Bradenton. No, it's really nice down here if you haven't been. And we're grateful to be here. This is such a nice facility, too. Just a cool ballpark, cool old ballpark that they've modernized here at Lecom Park. And, get to see baseball and see some of these young guys, see what they can do.
Spring training for the players, obviously, they're trying to make a team. The veterans are trying to get in shape and up to speed for the season. For a broadcaster, is there actually spring training stuff to do?
Oh, absolutely, John. In fact, some of these guys, they're already here. They're already in shape. They've been, working out for a long time. For us, I can speak for myself. I mean, sometimes I work the drive-through at fast food. I was working at a coffee shop, just practicing, wearing the headset and talking into the microphone and that kind of thing. So now I'm ready to go. But, there's still some tweaks that we have to do.
And you have, please pardon this because we're coming here immersed in all the acrimony of the off season. So what you've seen so far for the average fan, maybe they don't follow that part so closely, but this is a different face Pirate team without Andrew McCutchen and be in the face of the Pirates. So who will emerge as that guy?
I don't know yet. And look, I think everybody I think we had heard the rumors about Kutch getting traded last year, of course, and then when it actually did happen, this past year, it kind of took me by surprise too. Even though, I follow the team every day, of course, and I think it's natural for anybody to have a bit of a feeling of loss. And there's the icon of Pittsburgh baseball for the last decade. No one had played in a Pirate uniform more than Kutch since Stargell, and then before that Clemente. So and MVP and bringing the club to the postseason. But I think if you look at it from a strictly baseball perspective, he's still a good player, a very good player, but the Pirates have to look at what does he want for a contract. Of course, it's probably not what he would be really getting in today's market, as we've seen with a lot of free agents. So get something for him and maybe some help for this team that I think has a really good chance of winning more games than they did last year, but they need to win a good bit more than they did last year to make the postseason.
Well, as one of the players said to me over the weekend, winning cures it all. So that's the job. Get out there, win some games, and fans will come around.
Silence the critics by executing, and winning baseball games.
And it's a fun bunch. And so to answer your question, I don't know who emerges as the face, but this feels to me as one of those teams where it's not a face, or it's not, you know, a hitter and a pitcher that kind of is the dominant guy or whatever. It's a lot of guys chipping in. You know, the mood of the clubhouse this year is there's a lot more interaction. There's a lot more smiles and kidding around, it seems like. And look, you know, you need talent to win games too, but I do like that feeling is there. And I think the Pirates do have some talent. It's just we don't know the names and their abilities just yet. If some of these guys indeed do take that next step, then this can be a very interesting team this year. I really do think that they've got a chance.
We're with Pirates broadcaster Joe Block. He's going to hang out with us for the next half hour here at Lecom Park in Bradenton. This is KDK Radio. I'm Larry Richard.
I'm John Shumway. We are live at Lecom Park, the springtime home of your Pittsburgh Pirates in Bradenton, Florida.
And we want to thank Elliot Falcioni, especially. He's been just terrific with us. As a Pittsburgher, there's always Pittsburghers everywhere. And now Joe Block, in his third season with the Pirates broadcast team, is with us. And, Joe, we appreciate you coming over. You're working, what, the TV game today?
Yeah, TV, so I got to put the makeup on today.
Oh, well, wait a minute. What time's game time? I'm not too sure there's enough time left.
Yeah, I know. I need a nice thick coat down here. So,
as a broadcaster for the Pirates, working day to day to day, following this team very closely, John and I thought, John's come up with 10 questions for Joe Block.
So you ready for this?
I'm nervous, yes.
You know, Larry's a 5-time All-Star. Did you know that?
Second baseman, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But, so let's start with that. What sport did you play as a child?
Baseball. And I started playing a little basketball, a little late, just pickup ball. And now I still try to play it, and I break my fingers all the time.
So who were some of your heroes growing up?
Well, I grew up in Detroit, so I was a Penguins fan in hockey, so Ron Francis was my favorite player because when I got to meet him outside of the igloo one day, I said, hey, you were born on my birthday. And he goes, well, I think you were born on my birthday. And so that's why Ronnie Francis was my favorite player. But I was a Tiger fan growing up. Alan Trammell and Lou Whitaker were my favorite players. The great double play combination for the Tigers in the 80s. And I was really thrilled to hear that Alan Trammell is going to make the Hall of Fame. And hopefully Lou Whitaker will join him at some point, too. And then still a Pistons fan. And then football, my favorite team was always the Lions growing up. I'm still a Lions fan, but my second favorite team was always the Steelers. And Le'Veon Bell is my favorite player. So being a Michigan State guy where I went to school, so he was always my favorite player once Calvin Johnson retired. So then I've kind of shifted now to the Steelers because being a Lions fan is just masochistic.
Well, if you grew up a Tigers fan, then the answer in the next one is probably going to be for the love of the game. But what is your favorite baseball movie?
I guess it was a Detroit thing. I'm trying to think. It's still probably Major League. I mean, I worked with Bob Uecker all those years, but before that, obviously, I love that movie because this is my favorite kind of time of year. Hope is abound, spring training, and that movie starts in spring training, and you see these guys rolling up in these rogue outfits. And then as I've worked in baseball through the years, I've seen that player, you know, that character in many different places and ways, so I've gained more appreciation for it. But it's just so funny, and, you know, it gives you that hope springs eternal that every year. And, then, you know, it's kind of – I wouldn't say it's quite to that degree – with the Pirates this year, by no means the Cleveland clubs of the 80s, but you know, you never know what's going to happen in a given year, and in a funny way presents that. So
we're with Pirates broadcaster Joe Block.
All right, next one: laid back or road rage?
Well, for me,
when you drive
down here, road rage. Boy, it is. I mean, people sweep across three lanes.
And you've met our program director.
Oh, my God. Yeah, right. I mean, you know, either you're driving 100 and super aggressive or, you know, some of our more senior drivers are driving at 10 miles an hour. So there's quite a contrast. But normally I would say I'm a little bit more laid back because I live in the South Hills, so you can't drive more than 20 miles an hour anyway. So
good point.
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah.
Favorite food now. You don't look like you overeat. In fact,
much to the contrary. I don't look like it, though.
Didn't a woman just recently come up to you and offer you food?
Yeah, I was in a convenience store yesterday, the day before, and she was behind the counter, and she left the counter. I was just going to put a coffee down there, and she starts, like, putting a bunch of sandwiches in this cooler, and she goes, "You look hungry."
Okay. Well, you do have the physique of a marathon runner.
When you do eat.
Yeah, or an 11-year-old.
What's your favorite?
Just about anything. I think, I do side on the healthier side too, but if I can eat anything, probably chicken fingers with barbecue sauce.
All right, favorite kind of coffee?
Black. Any. And
so you're not a fancy strong, double macchiato?
Strong black coffee.
Strong All right. black, okay.
Yeah.
What about a television show you never miss?
These days, This Is Us.
Ah,
great
Pittsburgh
show.
Set in Bethel Park, where we live.
And,
which is crazy.
That's outrageously successful.
Yeah, Dan Fogelman, the producer, really, really talented man. And, boy, that's a cool show.
It really is.
Me and my wife, we watch that every week.
All right, reality TV or not?
No. I like to live in reality. Although the real world, back when that came out a long time ago, and then Jersey Shore, where I did have to watch both of those shows.
Snooki.
Yeah, I love it. And now they're coming back with some new version or something. I might try to check that out. But I did love Jersey Shore and Real World way back in the 90s.
Since you are the youngest of broadcasters, it may be a while, but who would play you in a movie?
Let's see. Macaulay Culkin when he was 8.
All right. And finally.
He had to shave his head, but other than that. Yeah.
Will the Pirates make the playoffs?
No, but I think they can. If I have to pick yes or no, no. I mean, I have to be honest here, but can they? Yes. I would say, I think, what did Fangraphs say? 9%, 10% chance? So you're saying there's a chance, right?
A lot of things would have to come together, but you're saying there's enough of it if all those things came together.
Most, I think Neil Huntington would tell you the same thing. I think the guys in the clubhouse would tell you the same thing. But you can't go into the season and say they're not going to make the playoffs. And there are a few teams entering this season where you go, there's no chance for that. I don't think the Pirates are one of those teams. I think a lot of things have to go right, including health, including some guys returning to form, and some of these younger guys really reaching their potential.
Bonus question, who will you be on Star Wars night?
Oh, I never really got into Star Wars.
But Steve Blass has, as you
has
know.
Has he? I working with him today. Oh, really?
Oh, great.
This is going to be fun.
Tell him C-3PO.
Yeah.
Tell him you want Steve to do his Wookiee imitation.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, if it's a one-sided affair, late.
Wait a minute. You want to hear Wookiee?
Yeah,
you
want to
hear a Wookiee imitation?
Okay.
Well, if he doesn't know Star Wars, he can't.
Well, I mean, I'm familiar with the characters.
Joe Block.
Yeah. All right.
Joe, thanks. We'll look forward to you all season long and today on television. That was great, man.
That was
awesome.
Really good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.